Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Check out my website at theroofercoach.com. If you're tired of going out and looking at jobs, meeting with these prospects, and immediately you know these guys are not going to buy from you. They can't afford you. They're not interested in buying a quality product. So I've got a download that is going to help you identify your ideal customer. It talks about differentiation. What is it that makes you different and sets you apart from your competition where you're just not a commodity? You can get this free download at my website, and it will help you improve your close rate, which is why you're having to put out so many quotes. And instead of getting 1 out of 5, you'll get 3 out of 5, and that is going to save you probably 2 hours a day. You've got to put out fewer quotes, and you're going to close more. No-brainer. So check that out. Download it for free. And if you want help implementing this into your business, it's going to save you a ton of time. Go on my site, click the big button, set up a free appointment. We'll talk for half hour, 45 minutes about what's going on in your business, give you a few tips, and see if it's a good fit to work together. Because I've been there and I've done it. Today, I've got another great show. I've got Diane Gilson back with us, and Diane has been on the show a number of times. I know she's a popular guest because we've gotten over 5,000 downloads for her shows. She's got some great information, and today, we are going to talk about 5 ways to increase your profits on every job. And we're going to do this without selling more, hiring more people, or working harder. So, and who doesn't want that? If you've been a regular listener of the show, you know I talk about this concept of the three-legged stool. And this is what business is really all about. It comes down to doing this well. And that's the three legs of the stool. Each leg, we've got to sell work, we've got to do work, and we've got to keep score. And the key to running a successful business is keeping that in balance. And that means, hey, we're out there selling work right now. It's not a problem. Okay, so our sell work leg is strong and solid. Now, do work, well, our production, it's not easy finding people, obviously, right? And there's a lot of struggles going on there. So here we go. We sell the work, and now we got to have it produced. So what happens? You keep running out there having problems, the same problems over and over again. And we got to get that leg strong. And then the third leg, which is just as important as the other two, but it's constantly overlooked by contractors and they don't spend enough time. And that is keeping score, knowing your numbers, understanding what is happening in your business. It's not that complicated. But you've got to understand that that's what running a business is all about. That's what working on your business is all about, as opposed to working in your business. And that's when you're running around in circles. It's chaotic. You're killing yourself working on these long hours because you're not running your business by the numbers. And that's what we're going to get into today. Now, Diane and I put on this little mini course a while back, and you may have heard that, and it was 4 parts on 4 different days. So what I've done is that I've cleaned those up, kind of cut out all the fluff, put them together, And we're going to listen to those. It's over 4 days, but hey, I got them pretty short and I nailed them down. And you don't have to sit there and listen to me flapping my gums about all this various stuff that I get into. So it's just great, solid information from Diane. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And this is something you want to pass along to anybody in finance in your business. A big problem that I hear about all the time is that you've got somebody running your bookkeeping. You don't really understand it. You don't know if they're really doing a good job. It's, you know, whether it's your friend's friend from down the street or somebody that's just kind of filling in. It's always a problem. And we're going to talk about why this can really screw up your business and how to avoid it. So make sure that you forward this on to anybody in finance in your business that touches the books or needs to understand the numbers, because this is a great course and Diane puts out some great information and it's going to show you how to make more profits on your jobs. But before we get into it with Diane, I've got a few quick things that I want to put out. And the first one is, as we know, Fridays, this Friday and every Friday is Follow-Up Friday. Now, last week I mentioned, hey, I'm trying to get my roof done on my house. My wife's handling this. I'm totally out of it. She gets 4 quotes from these guys. They spend the time to come out, look at the roof, all of this. Let's see, one guy actually sat down at the table, went through the whole presentation, and, you know, I kind of caught it out of my ear, and he did a great job. I mean, this guy was really good, but he didn't ask for the sale. He just left, okay? And then the other 3 shoot it in an email, and we have not heard from any of these guys, not one, has followed up to see what's going on and close the job. It's amazing. And this is why we've got Follow-Up Friday. It's simple. I'm telling you, if one of these guys called, she would probably do it, you know, and she'd probably give him the business, because she's just kind of sitting on this thing and, man, you know, just not. She needs a kick in the pants. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be next summer by the time we get this thing done. It's crazy. So, and this is what so many of your customers or prospects are doing. You spent the money to get the lead. You spent the time to go out there, put it together. That's a big cost. And then you just throw it out there and what? Spray and pray, you know? It's just, that's crazy. So you need to follow up. So what I want you to do, just like every Friday, follow up Friday, get your list of open jobs. Okay. And you put a quote out, they either buy, you lose it, or it's open. Take those open jobs and take 10 of them when you're going down the road, driving to the next job, pull one out, give them a call, see what's going on, and see if you can help them get to the point where they're making a decision. Because you want to go over there and pick up that deposit check this afternoon and get that deal. And it just takes follow-up and persistence. It's not complicated, but too many contractors, too many salespeople, they're afraid to call. What's the worst that can happen? They can say, hey, you know, I had that job done last week. Great. Well, you snoozed and you missed it by a week because you want to get these people when they're in their decision mode and you can help them. Oh, I was just going to give it to this other contractor. Well, hold it. Wait a second. Let's go through this and let me show you why we're better than our competition, what makes us different, because you haven't had a chance to explain this to people. Otherwise, you're just a commodity. I mean, they don't understand the difference. And if you don't sit down and explain it, or you can explain it over the phone, you know, as you're driving down the highway, it's no big deal, but follow up. And I want you to get hold of 5 people. And I do this with my clients and we get great results. It's pretty funny actually, because I get the guys that come back, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm really surprised. I actually sold a couple of jobs. You know, we lost one, but nobody bit my head off. You know, I'm finding out and some people are waiting to make a decision. I made a note to follow up again in 2 weeks and close these deals. It takes work, man, but that's where the money's at. So follow up, get five people where you actually have responses from them. And that may take 10 or 15 quick phone calls, but come back with five next week. And each week I try to kind of go over a problem that we're solving with one of my coaching clients and how we're going about it, because we all face the same problems and so many of us have these same struggles and we can learn from each other. But I love this contractor. He's great. He's up in Canada and small guy. We're working on a number of things, but one thing that I always do is come in. I mean, most, I'm probably over 90%. First thing I say is, raise your prices, okay? You're too cheap. You're not charging enough money to make a good profit and run a good business. I want to see a strong profit because you need that to hire the best people in the industry. And it makes a difference. And if you're not paying them well, you're not going to attract the best. Also, I want you saving money. I want you set up a 401k or an IRA. Make sure that you're setting money aside. So few contractors do that. They get to the end and they've got nothing to show for this hard work. So that's something we take a look at. And you've just got to, contractors just don't charge enough money. It's the number one reason they go out of business. They're just too cheap. Now, this guy, as I say, he's great. Yeah, one thing I love about him is he does the work, you know, each week or every couple of weeks come back and man, he's done this stuff. So he said, hey, raise the prices. Hey, how's that going? Well, he's raised the prices. He says, man, you know, it's working, but it makes me feel really uncomfortable. I'm not, you know, I'm a little uneasy about it charging that much money. But I go, what do your customers say? Well, they don't really have a problem with it, you know. You've got to learn to show the customer why you're better than everybody else and why you're worth the money. And this is what we talked about. We talked about his sales process because you just need more practice. You need to be able to feel comfortable, have the confidence to go in and charge the prices that you need to charge and not go in there, bend over and, you know, match some clown's price. You want to get the price that you need to make a good profit because you're worth it and you're better than all these guys. But you've got to have a sales process that you can show them and have them understand and agree with you along the way. And that's what we're talking about, setting up the sales process. So real quick, well, maybe not real quick, but it's important, positioning your business, okay? He's a medium-sized guy, I would say. So one thing that I like to say is, you know, he's got some of his competitors are real big companies. So he's got these guys coming in, and then you got Chuck in a truck, of course. And that's why you explain to the customer, you don't want to go with Chuck in a truck. They don't have insurance, blah, 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 you know? And these big guys, you're not going to get the service. I'm the guy that's out there. We're going to provide you great customer service. I'm going to be your guy. You're going to be able to get hold of me. Here's my cell phone number. You can call me anytime when there's a problem. You try to get hold of one of these bigger companies, man, you're just going to get the runaround. So what does that mean to the customer? A better customer experience, better service. You're going to have better communication. Check. All right. And something I recommend that you do is it is all about the customer experience, okay? Because that's what's important to the customer. I mean, hey, check out Yelp. You know, you want to see some bad customer experiences? Look at these 1- and 2-star reviews. It's a nightmare, okay? And our goal, we're going to ask you when we're done for a 5-star review and referrals. Okay, now there's no way I'm going to be able to do that unless we give you a 5-star experience. So that's our goal. Does that make sense to you? Hey, great. We're starting off on the right foot. And what does that mean? Well, this means our 5-star promise maybe, okay? You know, you will have a return phone call within an hour or at least the same day, whatever you can provide, and you better damn well do it. And you're going to guarantee, you know, this is our promise. This is our word. And we go down the list. These are the things that we're going to do. We're going to, you know, leave a clean job site every day. Things that are important to the customer, okay, and getting this across to them, making sure that you explain the difference between you and your competition, because your competition isn't doing any of this stuff. And that's why you have to show them, and you have to take the time to go through this. And if you're scrambling around seeing all these tire kickers and the wrong people, you're not going to have time to spend with the people that actually will buy your service. So that's what we talk about. And another huge differentiator that he has is that he has Red Seal approved. That's the certification in Canada. Means you've gone through the training. And he's got Red Seal roofers that work for him. He's got all his own employees. Okay, where this is a huge asset that he's got. But if the customer doesn't understand this and understand the value, then what's the point? Because you can talk about that where, you know, these are trained people that have gone through our course. They're responsible. They've been tested, background checks. You know, what's to prevent our competitors from going down to Home Depot and picking up these guys out in the parking lot? Your prospect has to understand what the value is to them, is that this is a complicated job. It's a professional trade where you have to learn the skills. Otherwise, you're going to have a roof that's not going to last and you're going to have problems with. It is important. But if you don't tell them and explain why it's important to them, why it's worth the extra price, they're never going to know it. I'm getting a little into the weeds, so I'm just going to real quick. You know, this is the sales process, and it's like a checklist. It's not that complicated, but these are the things that we do every time we go out to meet with a prospect. And when we're finished, we go back to the car, take 10 minutes and do a postmortem, okay, of the call. How did that go? What did I screw up? What did I do well? Why didn't I get that job? Right then, you know, you have to ask yourself that to improve. But when you have a process and you're doing at the same time, you're asking the right questions, you're taking the time, what that does is gives you confidence to explain to them clearly why you are so much better than your competition and you're worth that extra price. All right. Well, I'm not going to go too far into that. We could talk about that another time because that's a whole nother subject, but I want to get into it with Diane. But of course, as always, before I do, I want to thank our sponsor, and that is Ruby Receptionists. These guys are great. You need to check them out, because if that phone's just rolling over into voicemail and nobody's picking it up, like all these guys, apparently, that my wife has called, and they've all got voicemails, you know, and it's just, God, you never know when they're going to call back, whatever. It's a frustrating experience, and it's just go on to the next guy. You're not going to leave a message because you know you're not going to get a call back, which is what's happening with these clowns. It's amazing. So with Ruby, they answer it with a professional, friendly receptionist, I mean, quickly, and they're going to take the information down. You're not having to, you know, interrupt your sales meeting and having to answer the phone and do all of this business. They take care of that for you. They can text you, you know, any calls so you can get back to these people, however you have it set up, because they got this cool app that makes it really easy. So check out Ruby Receptionists at callruby.com/roofershow. And I've got a promo code, $50, you can use to take off your first month's service. So check them out. Highly recommend them. One of the first things I do with the contractors that I work with is get that phone answered professionally. All right. Well, let's get into it with Diane, and we'll learn 5 ways to increase your profits on every job. Diane, thanks so much for coming on to the show today and starting off our little mini course that we've got going, the 5 ways to increase your profits on every job. But before we get into our topic today, Diane, can you give us a little background about yourself and where you came from?
Okay, well, I started out as a CPA some time ago, and after I earned that designation, I spent 13 years in banking. Then in 1994, I started my own firm, InfoPlus Accounting, and decided that I wanted to focus on management accounting. I really found out that I liked working with people in construction. So that's my focus. And I quickly learned that QuickBooks Desktop was really a great tool for job costing and management accounting. And so many people have QuickBooks. So it's really ideal for contractors. And in the background, also, I earned my advanced certified pro advisor certification quite some time ago and keep renewing it every year. And I just recently received my 7th annual Top 100 Pro Advisor Award. If you want to know what we do at InfoPlus Accounting, well, we help company owners learn how to set up their own internal reporting system in QuickBooks Desktop software. And that way, they're going to be able to see which jobs are making money and which jobs are losing money. And we know if they can get their hands on that critical job cost information, it's going to let them see where to modify their operations so they can become way more profitable without selling more, without hiring more people, or without working harder.
And that is what it's all about. And we all know that Diane is an expert when it comes to working with contractors. She's been on the show a number of times, and in the introduction, I talked about that. We want to make sure that we go back and check out those episodes. Well, Diane, we've always talked about putting this course together because, as we know, and as I learned in my business over the 30 years of doing roofing contracting, it's so important to do job costing. So we wanted to get into this set up as a mini course, something that's just bite-sized pieces that contractors and their bookkeeping, accounting people can really sink their teeth into. It's simple, it's easy, it's cut to the chase. We're not getting into deep into accounting, but these are the type of things that contractors need to know.
So, Diane, what are our listeners going to learn from this course?
Well, first of all, we're going to touch briefly on overall why job cost, okay? And then we're going to be talking about some of the different ways that you can use job costing information to do those things we talked about, primarily increasing your profits without having to work harder and hire more people. So one of those ways, in our first episode, we're going to be talking about reviewing your estimate versus actual reports so you can course correct during and after jobs. And in our second episode, we'll be talking about how to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs that sometimes slip through the cracks. And in number three, we'll be covering how to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs and shift your business mix into higher gross profit work. And then in our fourth episode, we'll be talking about a three-step combo method, air quotes around three-step combo, okay? The three-step combo method to add 10% or more of what you currently have as your gross revenue right straight to your bottom line, as well as there's going to be a strategic bonus in that fourth episode as well.
One of the reasons why we wanted to do this is I hear so often from my coaching clients, and these are some of the questions they have or reasons why they don't want to do job costing or haven't started doing job costing. And, you know, the first one is, you know, why should I care about job costing? You know, what's in it for me? It seems like it's just going to be a lot of extra work to enter the names in and all these transactions. And also, why don't I just wait until the end of the year? I'm going to find out whether we made or lost money when we finally get our financial report. So how do I answer this?
Okay, well, let's just think about the whole thing of that so many people do, and they say, well, let's just sell more. And I'm going to ignore the details and just charge full speed ahead. And unfortunately, that outlook could just be leaving our company owner, or you, Dave, if you were my company owner that I was working with, that's going to leave you in the dark when it comes to making the profits that you really deserve to make. Because that we're going to get there faster by driving at night down a back road without any headlights or a GPS approach, that's right. Actually pretty risky and potentially fatal If you, all of a sudden the bridge is out in front of you and you don't see it. And so it's never going to be as rewarding or as safe or as efficient as if you're out driving on a sunny day on a smooth highway with clearly marked signage. And who wants to wait 6 months or a year to find out what happened last year? I mean, no score. Exactly. You're just sitting there in the dark. Exactly. So, and a year later might just be too late. So many people, unfortunately, end up going out of business. So it's kind of a risky way to do business.
All right, Diane, well, let's jump into this. And how can job costing increase my gross profits?
Okay, well, it's going to help illuminate the numbers, okay? So it's not just a matter of something that's going on in the background, on the back burner, and so on. I really feel that if you're looking at your numbers as you move forward, you're going to get a variety of benefits. So the primary purpose of an internal job costing system is to make it so that you can track individual jobs to highlight what's happening with your money and the profit on each one of those jobs. And then you can also monitor your scores when it comes to different kinds of work that you're doing. And when you track those results, you'll be able to use some of the methods that we're going to be talking about in this series to instantly see how to make a huge increase in your gross profits. And of course, gross profits means the numbers that you're earning less how much it costs you to earn that money, and that becomes your gross profit, and that's going to directly impact your bottom line take-home pay. So the first of the ways that we're going to talk about how job costing can increase your gross profits is by using estimate versus actual reports. So there really isn't anything worse than finding out, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 months after a job is closed that you've lost money on that job or that you just squeaked through with a minimal profit. That's not a lot of fun to find out. Instead, you can set up your job costing system so that you can see estimated cost versus actual cost and income as you move through each job. And that way you're going to spot variances and correct problems a long time before they totally spin out of control. Additionally, after you've completed the job, you can locate exactly where your actual costs were different than anticipated. And then you can improve your processes overall so that you can prevent those kinds of problems on a look-forward basis. So sometimes maybe you can't correct something midstream. Okay, hopefully you can. But if you can't, then at least you can learn. My question, Dave, for you to chat about here is, where do variances typically come from when it comes to your roofing contractors?
All right. Well, the number one problem that we see is obviously in the labor variances. And we have our estimated cost. Let's say we're either talking about hours or man days. And this is what's so important. Something that I don't see with so many contractors is first starting off with a budget where everybody knows, here's our target. This is how many man days we're going to have to make this job happen. And everybody's got to be in agreement. And once we start moving along that road, let's say we get halfway through the job and we find out we've used 80% of our labor already. Well, we've got a serious problem. This job is going to go south. And this is why we do job costing. It's not a matter where so many contractors talk about, it's going to be what it's going to be. Well, if you just let it go like that, yeah, it's going to be a loser. But at this point, we know this job is in trouble. We can call a timeout. We can take a break, step back, and see what we can do. Okay, we've got to change our plan. And that's one of the big things that I see is, and because this labor, that's our big number. And this is where I see so many things going south. Also, we've got change orders that aren't tracked, or we're not charging enough for those change orders. And this is what we can find out in the job costing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. What's going to happen in some of these things, you're going to watch as the jobs occur. Okay, so like you said, on your labor variance, you can keep an eye on that as you move through the job, assuming it's a longer-term job, okay? But some of the things can only be corrected on a look-back basis. So if you consistently, for instance, if you consistently find out that your estimate and your actual are not matching up nicely, then you go looking for why. So the numbers are just the red flags that you can look at as an alert, okay? And then you have to go back in. That part of it goes back to the owner needs to find out, well, why are we getting these variances? Does my estimator not know exactly what should be happening, okay? Are they consistently underestimating for various costs? Or is it a matter of that I have certain production managers that consistently don't hit the estimates? Or what are other things that enter in that maybe we need to account for on the front end? The other thing is when you look at your estimated versus actual cost after the job is done, you can say, gosh, we did all this extra work, whether it's labor or we required extra materials, and we never passed those costs through as we agreed to in the original contract. So maybe we need to put some other checkpoints in place as we're getting a job done to make sure that any change orders are properly documented and charged for before we're all done with the job. So some of these things can be corrected as you go, and some of them require changes in processes. So have you seen this type of thing, Dave, in your experience?
Yeah, definitely. I use an example of, in our situation, one of our salespersons were consistently off on their materials. Like, hey, well, he can't measure the roof right, but he was missing his materials consistently on almost every job, and it was by a matter of 10%. Now, we wouldn't have known that if we had not been job costing regularly. So we could take a look at that and say, all right, look, what's going on here? And he didn't have his waste figured properly and a lot of the other material costs. So we were able to identify that and correct it. And that was huge. So that was in the original estimate. Was just not being considered. Now, something that we used, which was, I think, is great, we would take our estimate, which everybody agrees on, and then we would look at the actual, and we would keep a scoreboard, basically, of one is the salesman who's hitting their numbers, and we're looking for getting those man days right. We're looking for our materials, all our other job costs. Are we hitting those? Who's coming up with the bet? And that's basically the best estimate. We would also track on the production side. We had 7 or 8 field crews, and we could track by crew, by foreman, who was hitting their targets and who wasn't. And again, if we weren't doing that, we couldn't make those adjustments. So some of the lower, some of the crews that were missing their targets, we were able to take them aside, say, hey, what's going on here? You know, you're falling behind. You're not hitting these goals. What's going on? And we can course correct as we talk about. So it made a huge difference in our profitability by able to tweak and really make adjustments as we're going along. And if you don't job cost, you're just not going to know these things. And and as you say, you're going down that back road in the dark and you have no idea where you're going.
Right, exactly. And I'm going to guess you probably, not only did you find out who, looking on the production side, who wasn't hitting their targets, but did that help you change any internal processes as well? Did you discover
definitely
wrinkles and bumps in the road?
Right. And when we're doing our pre-job, we would be discussing that and saying, okay, you know, here's the problem that we've been having. How are we, you know, we want to make sure that we cover this so we don't have any surprises. So, yeah, it just made a huge difference.
Great. So that's really this whole estimate versus actual impacts all the way through, from getting accurate estimates on the front end through production, through improving your processes. And if you're consistently using those reports, it's going to help you reduce your direct cost, or sometimes we call it cost of goods sold, okay? And if you use those reports consistently, you should very easily be able to enhance your gross profits by 5% or more. Now, I'm not talking about gross profits, the amount afterwards, but if you could add another 5% of your gross revenue, okay, into your gross profits, that'd probably make you feel pretty good. And just for example, depending on your revenue, that could be pretty significant. So if you had a $1 million company, if you could increase those gross profits by 5% of your revenue, that's $50,000. Or if you're a $2 million company, double it, or multiply it by 10 for a $10 million company. So just by having that information in front of you, you can make a huge difference. And you'll notice that in here, I haven't talked anything about selling more or having to hire more people or working harder. It's about working smarter.
Exactly. And this is what we consistently talk about on the show, is improving our gross margins. Because if we can do that, you're right, we don't have to go out and sell more. You know, we've got to go sell more. We need additional salespeople. We need additional crews to do that work. We're also just working harder with more risks. So if we can improve our gross profit by doing the same amount of work, that's what it's all about. And that's what we're talking about here in our little course.
Great. And so I think that pretty much wraps us for an opening first reason you ought to be using JobCost. In our next episode, what we're going to be talking about is how job costing can help you locate and charge for lost or invisible costs.
Hopefully this is clear. We've made it simple. We've laid out the groundwork on why you should be doing job costing, because it is so important in running your business. We constantly talk about knowing your numbers. And what that means is really comes down to having control over your business, being able to make these little tweaks and adjustments as we go. And that's what it's all about. But Diane, if our listeners want to get more information from you, how do they do that?
Okay. So let's say you're out driving, or maybe you're in your office, but if you're out driving, get back to the office and go to buildyournumbers.com/Dave. And we've set up something special for you for Dave's listeners. On that page, you're going to be able to get access to a series of job costing secrets videos, as well as an ebook called A Tale of Four Companies. And that's going to be available for you to download. So once you get there and you take a look at those items, then if you want to, of course, you can go out and look at the other things that we have on our site. We've got a lot of free articles and resources, and you'll find a menu that you can go out and look at those things as well. But start out with that buildyournumbers.com/Dave.
And we are going to continue on part two of our mini course on five ways to increase your profits on every job. And we're going to do it without selling more, hiring more people, or working any harder. And so today we are in episode number two. And this is about using job costing to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs. And this happens a lot. We're going to talk about change orders and how to track them, how to be sure that you're charging for them, because it's a huge problem in our industry. We're not passing on those change orders. We may forget. We don't know how to keep track of them. And they're just going by the wayside, and it's really affecting our margins. And if you didn't catch yesterday's show, be sure to go back and listen to that, because that's reviewing the estimate versus actual reports and how to course correct during and after the jobs. And how critical is that, being able to know what worked, what didn't, how we can tweak each of our areas, whether it's the labor, whether it's the materials that are off. It's the way to improve your profits on every job. But we're going to keep this short and jump into our material because this is cut to the chase. This is what you need to know as a contractor, as the owner of your business. Just the basic numbers, the basics. You don't have to go back to school to learn accounting, but you do have to know these numbers. And also make sure that you send this off, forward it to anybody in your bookkeeping department, your accounting, your accountants. Great information. And let's get into part two of our course. And be sure to go to Diane's website at buildyournumbers.com/Dave, where you can pick up her free ebook. It's about four companies that are some doing it the right way, some doing it the wrong way, but it's some real world experience that'll really help you out. So let's get into part two with Diane Gilson. So what do we got going for our audience today?
Okay, well, our part one that we talked about last time was reviewing estimate versus actual reports so you can course correct during and after jobs. So today what we're going to do is jump into the second way that you can use your job costing to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs. So I would imagine there are never lost or invisible costs in roofing. Is that right, Dave?
Never, never, never. All right. Well, that sounds good. So let's just get into it, Diane. Tell us about that.
Okay. So when you're in the process of job costing and you're continually entering and monitoring costs for individual jobs, and of course, that could be your bookkeeper or your in-house accounting person, you're going to be able to see every outlay. You'll be able to see payroll, burden costs, materials, contractors, and other costs that are related to a given job. And why is that important for you? Well, it's because you should be invoicing your customer for all the costs you incur to do their projects. And if you don't have a system that shows the costs assigned to a job by job code, it's really easy to make invoicing mistakes. So, Dave, do roofers ever do time and materials jobs, or do you mostly work on a fixed price basis?
You know, some of our smaller jobs, particularly a lot of our repairs, we may be doing on a time and material basis, but most of our jobs are a fixed price.
Okay. So if you're doing any time and materials jobs, then it's really critical that you are able to see what costs you incurred so you're sure that you invoice for those plus your appropriate markup. Okay.
Makes sense.
But if you're working on a fixed price basis, then, you know, you might say, well, what difference does it make? What costs do I have? I've already told somebody that we're going to do this for a fixed price. So why do I need to watch the costs? And part of it is that little beast called change orders. Okay. So, let's talk about that. Let's say you've got a fixed price job. Okay. I think it's pretty evident on time and materials why you want to make sure that you make sure everything is invoiced through. But let's just talk about a change order. So let's say that your bookkeeper enters a $700 bill that you incurred for a customer's job. And if you normally use a 50% markup to yield a 33% gross profit, you'd probably then be invoicing your customer $1,050 for this particular item, right? Okay. Now, if you don't use job costing to attach this $700 cost to the job, it's really easy to overlook that cost. Okay, and as a result, if you miss invoicing for that specific line item, it means that you end up eating not only that $700 cost, okay, but you lose the $350 markup as well. So in other words, that invisible cost just took $1,050 directly out of your pocket. And when you find this kind of mistake after it's too late to fix it, you might even want to stop and think about what could that missing money have meant to my family. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not just money on paper. That money has a personal impact on you. And unfortunately, these kinds of errors are easy to make. And when they happen regularly, they can really add up and have a big cumulative impact on your gross profits. Now,
and this is a huge problem that I see. It's really common. And unfortunately, too many contractors don't pass those costs on. And this is why, obviously, you need to talk about change orders, how they're going to be handled before we start the job. But as we get into the job, and you've got replacing decking, you run into unforeseen conditions, this can make a huge difference on the job. It can be a matter of your entire profit is not getting covered and passed on to your customer. So it's a big problem in our industry.
Right. So if you're using your job costing and watching your reports, you can definitely use this to increase your gross profits by using it as a tool to invoice your customers correctly. Okay. And when you use job costing, you're going to automatically see the time and cost for each job, so you can stop those invisible and really costly gifts of time and materials to your customers. So, for instance, in QuickBooks Desktop, you can not only convert your estimate into an invoice, but you can also check the time and cost you've entered into the system. If you have extra costs that need to be billed to your customer, it'll just paste the information directly into your customer invoice. It's just a click and a paste. So that means that you and your customer are both being treated fairly. And you do deserve to be treated fairly, right?
For a change, yes, we do.
Yes. Since we're talking about invoicing, in our last discussion, we talked about getting job estimates into your books. And that does impact your invoicing, because another great benefit of getting your estimates and your costs into your books is that it can really speed up your invoicing process. You can look at those differences and help make sure that you're invoicing everything that you should be. And of course, one more time, I'm going to say this technique by using job costing, it means you can increase your profits without selling more, without hiring more people, or without working harder.
And that, again, is what it's all about. So that's great information, Diane. We're going to get into part three next week of our little mini course here on the five ways to increase your profits on every job. What are we going to cover tomorrow?
We're going to talk about how to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs, and then how to take that information to help you shift your business mix into higher gross profit work. So those will be items number 3 and 4 out of our 5 ways to use job costing to increase your profits on every job.
Well, I'm looking forward to that one because I've got a lot to say. Well, Diane, if our audience wants to get more information about this, where should they go?
Okay, so if you want something in more depth once you are near your computer at the office, or maybe even on your iPad, you could probably do this, go back to your office and go to buildyournumbers.com/Dave. And we've set up some special gifts for our Dave listeners, the Roofer Show listeners. On that page, you can get access to our Job Costing Secrets videos, as well as our ebook, A Tale of Four Companies. And once you're over on that, and once you've checked out that page, you'll find that we also have a number of free articles and resources.
Well, it looks like we're up against the clock. Unfortunately, we're going to break this up into 2 sections. I'll finish this up with Diane next week because I rambled on so much at the beginning, but hopefully you got a lot out of that. That's some real world experience the contractors are having. We really share the same problems, and it comes down to setting up a repeatable process for all of this, and this is how we're going to get our time back, because we're going to make fewer mistakes, and we are going to make more money. And that's what it's all about, because we're able to get our margins up, work on getting that gross profit margin up. And we do that through selling for higher prices, because we have all these strategies down. We're able to do the jobs for less money because we're not making mistakes and we've got our act together and we're super productive. And on our accounting end, we're able to get that down. We understand our numbers, run our business by the numbers, and that's how we put it all together. So, and if you want to implement some of these things in your business, get in touch with me. Go to theroofercoach.com, set up an appointment. We'll get on a phone call, talk for half hour, 45 minutes about your business, and see if I can help. But until then, we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.